You choose the monthly payment. The contract length chooses the price. Rent-to-own is quoted as a weekly or monthly payment rather than as a price, and the length of the contract sets both. The Federal Trade Commission states the trade-off in both directions. A longer term lowers the payment and raises the total. The second thing its guidance is direct about is what happens to payments already made if the arrangement ends early. The simple version. A store offers a couch or a laptop for a weekly or monthly payment, with no large sum up front and sometimes no credit check. The Federal Trade Commission describes the arrangement plainly. You sign a contract agreeing to make regular payments, either to the store or an outside company, and then you get to take the item home. The thing that decides what the arrangement costs is the part that gets the least attention at the counter. It is the length of the contract. The agency states that trade-off in both directions, which is unusual for consumer guidance and useful here. A longer term lowers the payment and raises the total. A shorter term raises the payment and lowers the total. The numbers. Signing a rent-to-own or lease-to-own contract means agreeing to make regular weekly or monthly payments, either to the store or an outside company, and then taking the item home Federal Trade Commission. You might get to choose the length of the contract term FTC. A longer contract term means paying less each month, but paying more in total through price markups and fees FTC. A shorter contract term means paying more each month, but paying less in total than with a longer contract FTC. With some rent-to-own and lease-to-own plans, you might pay twice as much as you would if you paid with cash FTC. If you change your mind about the item, you might have the choice to return it and stop making payments, but you probably will not get back the money you already paid FTC. If you miss a payment, you might lose both the item and all the money you paid toward it FTC. The plan might check your credit or offer no credit check, and some plans report payments to the credit bureaus while others do not FTC. These plans typically offer fewer protections in a dispute, and paying the plan with a credit card might not extend that card's protections to the original purchase FTC. Most states have specific laws that apply to rent-to-own, lease-to-own, and layaway plans FTC. The two numbers move in opposite directions. The offer is expressed as a payment, so much a week, so much a month. That is the number a shopper compares against a paycheck, and it is the number the contract length controls. The FTC gives both halves of the trade-off. A longer contract term means you pay less each month, but more in total through price markups and fees. A shorter contract term means you pay more each month, but less in total than with a longer contract. So the payment and the price are not two decisions. They are one decision, and choosing a term that makes the weekly figure comfortable is also choosing to pay more overall. The agency names the mechanism rather than leaving it vague: price markups and fees. This is why the question people actually ask at the counter, whether the payment fits, does not answer what the item costs. Those are different questions, and only one of them is printed in large type. What the payments already made have bought. The second half of the FTC guidance covers what happens when the arrangement ends before the term does, and it is direct about both cases. If you change your mind about the item, you might have the choice to return it to the store and stop making payments, but the agency says you probably will not get back the money you already paid. If you miss a payment, its wording is that you might lose both the item and all the money you paid toward it. Read together, those describe an arrangement in which stopping partway can leave someone holding neither the item nor the money. That is worth stating, because it differs from how a purchase paid in installments behaves, where payments reduce a balance owed on something being bought. The agency raises two further questions it says the contract should answer. If an item being rented or leased is repossessed, is there a way to get it back, and will that cost more? And does the contract explain who pays for repairs if the item breaks? The real cost lens on a payment that fits. The lens this site applies to spending is what a decision costs over time rather than what it costs at the register. Here, the published guidance does most of that work already. The figure on the sign is a payment, and the figure that matters is the total, and the FTC states that these move in opposite directions as the term changes. On the agency's own comparison, Some plans cost twice what the same item would cost paid in cash, so the markup can approach the price of the item itself. Money paid partway through does not convert into a refund, and the FTC says it can be lost along with the item. Waiting is the alternative the agency itself raises, asking whether a few months of saving would cover the full cost instead of a payment plan. The contract is the document that answers the term, the repair obligation, and the refund policy, and the FTC advice is to always get a copy and keep records of the payments made. The durable point is narrow. A weekly payment is a statement about cash flow. It is not a statement about price, and in this arrangement, one choice sets both of them, pulling in opposite directions. A longer term makes the payment smaller and the price larger. Those are not two decisions. They are one decision made once at signing. What this means? When something is offered as a weekly or monthly figure, the two questions the figure does not answer are what the total comes to across the full term, and what happens to the payments already made if the arrangement ends early. Both are answered in the contract rather than on the sign. The habit generalizes past furniture and electronics. Any offer quoted as a payment rather than as a price has a term attached to it, and the term is doing part of the pricing. What this is not. This is not advice about whether to use a rent-to-own or lease-to-own plan, how to shop for one, or how to end one, and it is not a recommendation for or against any store, plan, or provider, none of which are named. It does not state what any particular contract costs, because terms, markups, and fees vary by plan, by item, and by state. The Federal Trade Commission notes that most states have specific laws that apply to these plans, and state law and the contract. Sources: Federal Trade Commission, Buy Now, Pay Later, Rent to Own, Lease to Own, and Layaway. https://consumerftc.gov/articles/buy-now-pay-later-rent-own-lease-own-and-layaway. Federal Trade Commission, Consumer Advice. https://consumerftc.gov/. Federal Trade Commission, Report a Problem with a Business. https://reportfraudftc.gov/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Consumer Tools. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/consumertools/.